Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the Galactic Wisdom Conference here in beautiful Olympia, Washington. And if you are in the area today, please come down and visit us. We have an incredible lineup of guests here. I have some of the world's most famous and interesting and incredible interesting people here on my left and right, including Colonel Billy Woodard, who was the former base commander of Area 51 in the late 60s, and who is from the Inner Earth. He'll be talking about Inner Earth, as well as channeling his wonderful father here today and family from the Inner Earth. Michiko Hayashi, who's flown all the way from Tokyo, Japan, about 9 or 10,000 miles to be here today to give a beautiful presentation on the Modal Peace Project and how we can all play a part in creating a far better and much, much happier world. For lack of a better term, I like to use Dr. Yoshi's nickname, Yoshi. He has a long Japanese name, which I'll let him pronounce on air. But he is the world's most famous, in my opinion, the best Hado therapist in the world. And he uses vibrational machines to help people with almost any physical or spiritual condition. The machine actually goes into other dimensions, including up into the fifth dimension. And it's extremely effective. If you've never seen one of these machines, this is a rare opportunity to see the machines in action this week, and he'll be demonstrating them and also giving a presentation on the machines tomorrow. If you missed this presentation, you're always welcome to fly to Tokyo, which is about 10, 12 hours away each way, and spend $1,000 if you like. Or you can come to Olympia this weekend and meet Dr. Yoshi yourself. We have also Scott Mowry. He's a fascinating gentleman. He has his own series called Miracles and Inspiration, and I've listened to his lectures before, and Scott talks about miracles, and he's very inspiring. He's truly, I'm really happy to have him here. He's truly out of this world. Greg Sullivan, another gentleman who's flown all the way from Tokyo, Japan, to be here today. Greg is the head of what's called the Japanese Center for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He's good friends with James Gillian, and the two work together well. His purpose in life is to raise consciousness and let people know there's a lot more to life than plant life on this planet. And forgive me, your name, it's
Marsh
Patasik. Marsh Patasik, and you've flown in from
New York City.
My goodness, you've come a long ways, and you have a very special message about a book of truth. Is that right?
Yes, the knowledge book.
The knowledge book. All right. Well, I feel so honored to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. Coming in such a long ways. And on my right, I have Scott Lemriel, who's been in touch with his galactic friends from the Galactic Alliance for 55 years. Is that right, Scott? And you've been up on aboard their craft. You've communicated telepathically with them. And I think what you have to say today is probably out of this world, isn't it?
It's out of this world.
All right. And sitting next to Scott as well, we have Ariana, who's also not from this planet. She channels her friends and family from off-planet, and she wants to help the people here find the solutions to make our life a much better place. So I'm so happy to have her here today, too. And then, of course, we've got Teresa Carroll, which is a wonderful, incredibly gifted psychic healer. I'm so happy to have you on. Both Teresa and Carolyn White were here a week ago, actually. And then we have Carolyn White. And Carolyn does some incredible photography with aura photography. She has her camera equipment here. And it's only, what is it, just $10? $20. Well, I was going to say you should up your prices. It's $10 is too cheap. But anyway, for just $20, you can see your auras. And the aura colors, do they change during the day as well, depending upon your mood, Carolyn?
They can, yes. It depends on what your energy is doing and what you're attracting, because we're all attractive fields.
Right. Interesting. Well, we've got about 50 minutes in this segment and another 50 minutes in the following hour. So I'll give everyone, to be fair, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've got about 10 speakers here today. So each person will get about 10, 12 minutes. Or if they don't want to speak, they can give their time to someone else. But I just want to thank everyone for coming down today. Today's a free day. Doesn't cost anything. The rest of the weekend's $197, or if you're a student or low income, it's just half that, which is $97. Yoshi will be doing some Hado treatments. I think we're full up now. I think so. I think we're full up. We may have one standby available. Okay, we may have one standby available. I'm not sure. But this is an incredibly interesting and rare opportunity to see these machines, how they work. And they do work. I wanted to tell you as well, we have a very special guest in the audience. Is Erica here, by the way? Erica Fear? Okay. Well, I think she's gone home to get some of her... She markets what's called EM, or Effective Microorganisms. And there's a film tonight. It's a very famous Japanese film. It's called Revival, or Revelation, actually, by Tetsuya Shiratori, who's one of Japan's most famous film directors. And they're using EM, or Effective Microorganisms, to clean up Fukushima. And where they've used this, the bacteria from EM actually eats the radiation. They've also used it to clean up the river in Tokyo. And now salmon have been reintroduced to downtown Tokyo. They have a salmon season now. Now, you're not going to hear about this in the major media, but it's an incredible thing. And think of what EM could do to clean up Puget Sound, could do to clean up Hanford, which is a real mess, still got radiation problems over there, simply, cheaply, and effectively, without any bad side effects. So if you can, please come to the showing tonight. Tetsu is a wonderful film director. We'll be collecting donations for those films. The second film is called Inori, or the Power of Prayer. And briefly, for those who don't know about Tetsu, he was diagnosed with brain cancer about 9 years ago. And his doctors, who were well-meaning, they said, there's nothing can be done, and you're going to die. Well, his friends said, no, you're not going to die. So they started praying for him. And within 6 months, his brain tumor was gone.
Yeah, at that time, Yoshi was the one who helped Tetsu.
Thank you. And one very important part that Michiko Hayashi just mentioned to me, thank you, Michi, was that Yoshi was the person who programmed, who did a Hado treatment on Tetsu, and he got rid of his cancer completely. So this is the kind of incredible power these machines have. Now, I've had both Corey Good and Randy Kramer on my show, radio show, earlier this year and last year. And one of the things I asked Randy Kramer about months ago when he was on the program in the spring was, what do they do with people who have cancer in the space program and other diseases? You know what he said? People lie on a special bed. The bed is programmed so that the vibrations are raised to correct whatever physical or spiritual condition they have, and their treatment success for cancer is 100%. That's not a lot different than the Hado machines that Yoshi's using. And also, too, I want to tell you, I'm so happy and privileged to have Billy or Colonel Woodard here with me. He's sitting to my left because he's done some incredible healing as well. And I know by phone last week, he said that I had an irregular heartbeat. I had a weakened heart. And he said, how would you like a new heart? And I said, well, I've looked for them in the stores. I can't find any, but I'd love a new heart. So he meditated, and he replaced my heart. And I have so much more energy today. Also, too, I lived in India in the late 80s. And ever since that time, living in New Delhi, India, is like smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. And I've had this congestion ever since. But he got rid of the congestion, too. So thank you so much, Billy. Really, you're a great gift, and I'm so honored and happy to have you here. Mm-hmm. Billy is energizing some water now, and it didn't do this before, but it's starting to bubble now as he's putting his hands and energizing it. I wish you could see this, but it's really, really incredible. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness, and I want to thank you all for being here today. And I want to thank as well Michiko for dedicating a permanent plaque to Dr. Masiro Moto on June 8th at 6 p.m. And I also want to thank the City of Olympia for helping me sponsor that. I paid for the plaque. It's the best $92 I ever spent. And now when you visit the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia, you're going to see a nice big plaque saying love and gratitude. And that's a dedication to Dr. Moto. He was here in 2010. She also gave presentations before a Native American audience out at the Shoalwater Indian Reservation. And she's also going to be down at the Triad Theater next Friday, actually, a week from today, speaking from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. about the Moto Peace Project. She also will be at the Crystal Voyage, beautiful Crystal Voyage bookstore in Tacoma at 2 p.m. giving another presentation there. And with that, I want to welcome the vendors here. Grace Starr, who does wonderful, has wonderful rocks and crystals. She's here. Rook Caldwell is here. He's got incredible health foods and all kinds of things. Aaron Cooper and his lovely wife are here. They've got Oregon products. And Please tell me if I've missed anyone. Greg Sullivan selling these incredibly interesting books from E. Setti and Alfred and Weber. And Michiko, before I forget, it's hard for me to remember everything. She has these beautiful children's books written up by Dr. Emoto years ago, which teaches kids the value of love and gratitude. And they're only $5. I mean, think of it. I mean, it's nothing really for the kind of message you get from these books. And she's held they're for donations. She's got coasters as well. Oh, I'm sorry. And the Crystal Voyage is here. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and thank you, Crystal. Yes, and Crystal Voyage is one of the nicest bookstores and most. The thing I like about the Crystal Voyage, I don't know if you've been in there, but as soon as you walk in, there's this large Buddha statue, and there's this waterfall. And suddenly, even if you've had kind of a tough day getting through traffic, you walk in and you completely calm down. They're always very spiritually supportive, and the purpose of their bookstore, like the purpose of my radio show, and the purpose of everyone here sitting on my left and right, is to make this planet a better place. Sure, money's nice to earn, but that's the main purpose, is to try to make this planet a much better place. And with that, I think I've talked long enough, and I want to give the first go to Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project. And Michiko, you've got about 10 minutes, give or take, and I want you to talk a little bit about your work and how you got started in Dr. Emoto.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming here. Microphone? Okay. They would like me to use a microphone.
No, you don't need one on the radio.
Okay. It's for the radio. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming here. I am Michiko from Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. I succeeded Dr. Emoto's Peace Project, and that was his life's work to spread love and gratitude to make this entire world a peaceful place. And I'm going to give the presentation tomorrow, but Dr. Emoto was originally a doctor of alternative medicine, and he treated patients, over 10,000 patients with incurable diseases, including cancer and others. And Yoshi has succeeded that treatment and evolved the machine, and you will be hearing about that tomorrow also. The major work that I'm doing is now because Dr. Emoto said at the United Nations headquarters office in 2005 that he would give this children's book of Message from Water to 650 million children all around the world for free of charge to children, so that they will learn how powerful our words, the words that we are using, the consciousness also in our thought, all the music or TV programs, everything that we see or we hear, environment affects us, or we are affecting ourselves, because we're 70% average water. So we're like a water bottle. So we would like to be using good words. If the words are, the thoughts are positive, the molecule of water makes beautiful crystals. And that is what our body is filled with when we are feeling happy, kind, and in a good state. So with this children's book, Dr. Emoto explained how powerful our words are, our consciousness is, and how powerful our prayer is also. And our thought reaches beyond distance instantly. So if we pray all together, the collective consciousness is much, much bigger. The power of collective consciousness is really powerful. So when we pray all together, we can change the whole world for the better place instantly. And so that's something that I will be talking, and I would be happy that you come back here tomorrow. Thank you so much.
We have five more minutes left.
Yeah. Another thing, thank you. Another thing that we are doing in Japan is since we had that disaster or earthquake and nuclear plant accidents in Fukushima in 2011, Dr. Emoto established a nonprofit organization called Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, and he started to distribute water called Angel Water to children in Fukushima so that we can help children prevent from getting cancer or other diseases. Even though the government is saying that we are having the higher rate of thyroid cancers among children, and the government is saying that it doesn't have, we don't have the proof that has related to or due to the nuclear accident, but before that we didn't have that problem. So since Dr. Emoto passed away in 2014, I continue to distribute this angel water to Fukushima, to children mainly. And so that's another project that we're doing. And with everybody's help to get all together, I'm sure that we can make this world a much, much better place. Real quick, I remember about last year in March when I was invited at Dr. Pollack's house for dinner. There was a picture of his grandson right at the, right in front of me. And then that picture started to look at me, just started to come out from the picture, started to send me the message and saying that I am, his name is Ira. And he said, I'm Ira, but I'm not Ira. The picture kept saying that a couple of times. And I didn't know what was happening. I'm not a psychic or I'm not anything. I don't have any special power like that. But at that time, he said, I'm Ira, but I'm not Ira. Then after that, this being went back. Then later on, he came back again and then said, I'm Ira, but I'm not Ira. A couple of times after that, he said, there's not much time left. You have to start doing this Emoto Peace Project rapidly. I didn't know. He said that a couple of times again. I did not know who it was, whose message it was. But at that time, I said, I know, I understand. That's why I'm here, I said. I went back to the place where I was staying on that evening. Then Dr. Emoto came down and he said, that was me, Emoto, who said that to you. And I said, oh gosh, no wonder. That was such a powerful, strong message. So ever since then, I'm putting much more effort to walk around the world to spread this message of love and gratitude, because that's the most powerful and beautiful energy that water loves and that we love, and that can change the whole world. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to start it off with Michie because she has such a beautiful message of love and gratitude. And I want to give out the website, too, if you're interested in finding out more information about the Emoto Peace Project. It's www.emotopeaceproject.net, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. And with that, I would like to lead into Yoshi. I know you're not – you don't like – probably don't – do you mind if I call you Dr. Yoshi? That's a sign of respect and that you're doing such wonderful work. If you could come a little bit closer to the microphone. Oh, if you, yeah, go ahead, Billy.
Oh, that's good. I'll be sitting here.
Okay.
Okay, you can ask him questions.
Dr. Yoshi does not speak English, but Michie will be translating. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Yoshi, how did you get interested in healing and using the Hado machines?
Hello, everyone. It's nice to meet you here. I came from Tokyo, and my name is Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. since I can't speak any other language except Japanese, so I need a translator.
でも今は翻訳はアプリっていうのがあるんで、これだと短い会話できますので。
But nowadays we have a translation app, so we can communicate in a different language. I mean, if it's a short sentence.
この、まあ、波動測定器の仕事を始めたきっかけなんですけども、今から21年前になります。
Okay. I started working on this Hado machine about 21 years ago.
その当時私はですね、普通の、まあ、会社員でした。
At that time, I was just one of the businessmen.
食品関係の営業の仕事をしてたんですけども。
I was at that time a salesperson of a food company.
まあ、その仕事を続ける意味が見つけられなくて、非常に悶々とした生活を送っていました。
I was, at that time, I was spending days after days, didn't know, why I had to keep working for this corporation or doing what I was doing at that time.
そして、まあ、自分の体調も良くなかったんですけども、一番の悩みはですね、私の息子が自閉症だったんですね。
自閉症。Autism. Okay. At that time, okay, my health, I used to have my health problem at that time, but the bigger problem was that my son was going through and suffering from autism. Autism. Okay.
そこで、まあ、なんとか治療方法はないかということで、一生懸命いろんな本を読みながら。
Okay, and so I started to read many books to find out if there's any way I can help my son and heal, treat my son with this disease.
その時に江本先生の書いた波動の真理という本を見つけたんですね。
At that time, I found Dr. Emoto's book entitled The Truth of Hado.
はい。で、その本を、まあ、読んだことがきっかけで、波動測定器というものがあるのを知りました。
And as I read that book, I learned that there was a healing machine called Hado machine.
そして、まあ、実際に自分の波動数を作ってもらって飲んだんですけども。
And at that time, I had Dr. Emoto make my own personal water using Hado machine.
その波動数を飲むことで、私自身の体調はすごく良くなってきました。
By drinking this Hado, my personal Hado machine, my health conditions started to get well, better and better real quickly.
もちろん私の息子にも波動数を作って飲ませましたら非常に、いい感じで、
はい。And of course I had Dr. Emoto fix the personal water for my own son also. Then my own son started getting well as well.
まあ、そのような体験を知ったことで私はもうこの波動の仕事をしたくてたまらなくなったんですね。
Through these experiences, I started to want to do this Hado therapy business or work so badly.
まあ、皆さん、江本先生のことをご存知だと思いますけども。
I think you all may know about Dr. Emoto.
まあ、江本先生は水の結晶写真でとても有名な方です。
Dr. Emoto is very well known as the person who madetechnology of water crystal photography.
でもその水の結晶の研究をするきっかけになったのはその波動測定器を使ってたからなんですね。
But that was the reason why he started doing that was because he was using the Hado machine, Hado measuring machine before that.
そして、まあ、江本先生はですね、まあ、世界中を講演をして回ってたんですが、
okay. And Dr. Emoto used to walk around all around the world giving his lectures.
もうとってもとても忙しくなったので、
And so he became so busy, didn't have much time left for himself.
波動測定器の研究の方は私が引き継ぐことになりました。
So I succeeded the research using Hado machine.
そして波動測定器をさらに進化させて、今回このアメリカに持ってきました。
Evolved this Hado machine, Hado measuring machine, and brought that machine here today to the United States.
はい。まあ時間がある限りですね、皆さんに体験していただけると嬉しいです。
はい。I am happy if I can give you the experiment or session, trial session, as long as I have time during this time.
I want to thank you so much for coming here, Dr. Yoshi. You've come a long ways from Tokyo. And you know, so many people ask me about the Hado machines. And I know there's a big demand for your services here. And I just want to thank you that I think Dr. Moda was right when he said that everything is Hado, everything is vibration. And with that, I want to thank you so much for being here. It's just so nice to have you here. Billy, I think I'd like to bring you on next. All right.
Me or my father?
Well, both of you, if it's all right.
Well, you have 10 minutes. You better bring my father through.
Okay, all right. Well, Billy will actually be speaking tomorrow afternoon, I believe from 1:30 to 2:45, somewhere in that time parameter. And he'll be bringing messages from his father as well as his own messages as well. We've got about, actually, we're a little ahead of the game now. We've got about 12 minutes now. 12 to 14 minutes. And Billy, tell us a little bit about your background. You have a very unusual background, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a very unusual background.
Could speak up a little bit would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and speak up. Just like you're talking here, you'll hear him okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a unique background. Closer to this?
Yeah, closer. Just speak like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I do have a unique background and past. What would you like me to talk about?
Well, you originally were not born on this. You were born on Earth, but it was in the inner Earth, Hollow Earth. Is that
hollow
right?
Hollow Earth, not inner Earth.
Right, Hollow Earth. And then I know that you were brought here as a young baby in 1951. Is that right?
Yes.
Both you and your sister.
Yes.
And it was probably a shock to your system. You were dropped off in a dumpster or something, a trash barrel. What a way to come to planet Earth.
The military calls them the white elephants, but big square trash receptacle things. And we were brought to the surface, and we were left on top of the garbage. And of course, we started screaming our heads off. And we were rescued by the park maintenance worker and a police officer. And then they turned us over to the county orphanage in Wichita Falls, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we remained there until we were adopted into our military family.
See. Now, both you and your sister grew up. Is your sister still alive?
Oh, yes. But she's on a ship.
Oh, she's on a ship.
Yeah, her own ship, actually.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So she was able to leave. But you've had you joined the Air Force. Is that right, Billy?
And yes, I did.
And eventually you became the base commander of Area 51 in Nevada.
Yes, I was.
That must have been really out of this world.
That's an understatement. First off, I graduated high school at age 12. I went into the Air Force at age 14 with the approval of my adopted parents. The reason they took me that the Air Force wanted me so badly was because they gave me a battery of tests, and all the tests I maxed.
Oh.
And even while I was in basic training, they gave me some more tests. I maxed those, so I qualified for officer school. So I went from Lackland Air Force Base over to the academy for the Air Force officers. And then they sent me from, after that, I was sent to the Pentagon for about 6 months. And while I was there, I wasn't there for very long. Next thing I know, a two plainclothes gentleman walked in, and they said that I was going to be transferred to the underground Nevada, and they handed me full bird colonel rank at that point, which to anyone who's in the military knows that for a person to go from lieutenant to colonel, they have to go through board just to get there. And so I'm here, I'm just handed the rank.
I have to ask you this question, Billy. Now, were you 18 or 19 when you became a full bird colonel? How old were you when you...
I was 18.
18. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah. And they sent me to Nevada. We got to out to Nevada, and I boarded an aircraft. It was a turboprop aircraft. And windows were blacked out. And we took off 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. We arrived 45 minutes later, and it was pitch black.
Wow.
We said, well, that can't be right because I don't see any stars. And I said, you're inside of a mountain. So we disembarked from the aircraft. We got into a staff vehicle, and we went down. We started going driving, and suddenly the staff car dropped, the nose dropped down at a 45-degree angle, and going down the to the facility, Area 51,
Billy,
first level.
I hate to interrupt you, but in fairness, I'm trying to cram as many people as I can
know,
into this.
I know.
What I'd like to do, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left, and I'd like to offer the rest of your time to your father, if you could bring...
I told you what you would bring him to first.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring him in. But then for those of you who would like to come in and actually hear Billy talk, please be here tomorrow afternoon because he will be speaking. But if you could bring your father in.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Indeed. And how be you this day?
Fine, sir. It's very nice to have you here. Welcome. Can I offer you a cup of coffee or something?
I do not drink coffee.
Oh.
No. Coffee is not good.
Okay. Sorry. trying to think of what you might like.
Juice would be better.
Okay. We have juice in the back.
Anyway.
Could you get some orange juice for our esteemed guest? We'll get you some juice.
Hmm. And what would you like me to speak about?
We have 5 or 6 minutes. And
would you like to talk about Mars?
We'd love to talk, well, words of wisdom for the planet.
Words of wisdom.
How people can make this better planet a better place.
First, you need to do what is termed as go within yourselves. You need to raise your consciousness levels and your vibration levels. Understand all of you in present and also around your world. You're under the misconception that you are what is termed earth peoples. I can assure you, no one here is native to this planet. All of you have been seeded from different star systems to make up the population of the planet Terra. Thank you.
Indeed.
Also, all of you sitting here are all what is termed healers. I know you find that difficult to understand, but you are all healers. You have been healers from birth. Everyone, from the smallest child to the eldest of elder, is a healer. And I can prove it.
Fascinating, fascinating. I know you gave me a new heart last weekend, and I want to thank you so much for that.
Indeed.
Also, you repaired my lungs, which had been congested for the last probably 30, 35 years.
Indeed.
Thank you.
And how do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I feel like a new man, actually. I really do.
Very good.
I really do. I work a lot, and sometimes I don't take time for my health, and my heart was kind of getting weak. But now I feel as good as, well, maybe in my 20s. I don't know. I feel good, though.
Well, understand what is done. In your past peoples, they would do what is termed artificial hearts.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
It was not a very successful thing to do, because what they were doing, they were removing the heart. When they removed the heart from your body, mm-hmm. they were, in essence, removing your mind.
Oh, wow.
Because, understand, your heart, your mind is not up here. Up here is what is termed as a vault of knowledge. That's where your memories and all of your marvels, as you term it, is located. But your heart mind is your thinking, processing mind. Mm-hmm. And even physicians are beginning to, very slowly, they're beginning to realize this. You have more neurons in your heart than you have in the brain. And you also have what is termed which is called a cord, if you will, and it is an attachment from the base of your brain, and it goes into your heart mind. And that, when that is severed or when that is blocked, that's what you term as Alzheimer's, what you term as memory loss. So when you restore that, then you take away what is termed the essence of what is called Alzheimer's. It brings back their memories. It brings back their focus. So when I work on peoples to heal them of this, I remind them of who they are. All of you out there, you are gods and you are goddesses. Let no one tell you otherwise. Ramtha, when he was giving his message, he gave the same message, that you are gods and you are goddesses. And make no mistake, that is exactly what you are.
That's incredible. I know that there's a technique that you taught me last weekend where you say something like 5, 4, 3.
Oh, yes. I will explain that to you. When I do what is termed administer healing to anyone, I remind them of who they are first, that they are gods and goddesses. And then I do what is termed as to bring forth the knowingness of it. When I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I ask you to do the same, many people say that, well, that's crazy. Why would I do that? It's simple. When you do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive, or I receive, you are transmitting your desire into your heart, into your heart mind, and also into the Lord God of your being. When you attack, when you make contact with the Lord God of your being, or Lord Goddess of your being, or sometimes both, depending, then you are, in essence, you are demanding the Lord God of your being to bring forth the healing. And when you do this, and you do it with conviction and with authority, it happens. And many peoples have realized through my conference calls, as they are so termed, that they truly are gods and goddesses, mm-hmm. and their lives have been changed because of it. And I say to you also, if anyone needs healing, do not hesitate to come to me. I will heal you. I will not say I will try to heal you, or I think I will heal you. I will heal you.
I've had on my radio show last month when you appeared.
Indeed.
Zora, I've had tinnitus in my ears for 37 years.
Not anymore.
It's almost gone.
I know.
It's almost gone. And he's able to heal it. And that's something that the doctors said many years ago would never go away. Mm. But you have to get rid of those records. Throw them out.
Understand what the record is. what you call Esther Hicks, she also brought it forth. Mm-hmm. The law of attraction. Many people say, well, that's just a word. No, that is an actual fact. Right. Whatever you think, you create. Right. If you think that you are ill, then right. you are.
Right.
But you can literally, with the power of your mind, heart mind, you can literally eliminate any illness in anyone's body and yourselves.
Wonderful.
And I can show you how to do that too.
Would it be appropriate to say that birds of a feather flock together?
Again?
Birds of a feather flock together. In other words, law of attraction.
Yes.
If positive people attract other positive people, negative people attract other negative people.
Unfortunately, it's a mixture of both.
Mixture of both. All right. We're getting close to our time, but I wanted to ask you one more question.
Of course. Tara,
and I get questions about Mars. Is it habitable?
Your NASA had been taking pictures of Mars for a long time, but they have come up to a dilemma. The Mars rover that is on Mars, that was taking photographs of Mars, you notice there's no more Mars pictures coming out.
No, none.
The reason, because the filter that they had over the lens, it fell off. Needless to say, their pictures are showing blue sky and vegetation and cities. And this they cannot have come forth. Mars has an atmosphere. All planets have an atmosphere. No planet is without atmosphere. Also, your sun is not hot. It is light, plain and simple. The sun, or Helios, is actually a planet. It is not a star. It is a planet that gives off light. All planets are hollow, no matter what star system they're in or what galaxy they're in. They're all hollow. And the only Earth is the only planet that life exists on her surface. All other life exists inside of the planets because their surfaces are held pristine parks, like national parks, as you term a park. The planets are pristine. There is no pollution. There is none of this. And the planets are pristine and very gorgeous in what is termed, I will not go too far. I will have to speak tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to speak tomorrow. And one last thing in the last minute or so we have left. Why don't you think, in your opinion, why don't you think that our NASA tells us the truth about what they see? Why the games?
Why the games?
Yeah, why the games?
Because
I mean,
they are afraid.
Afraid?
Indeed, they're afraid because they have airships that come into their skies that they have no control over. Mm. And it brings fear to them.
I see.
That is why.
I see.
And they don't want you to know the truth.
Interesting.
They want you to be subjected unto their rule.
Interesting.
And this I'm telling you. Reclaim your heritage, reclaim your birthright, if you will. You are gods and you are goddesses. Now, take yourselves and bring the goddesses and goddesses, gods and goddesses that you are, and bring it to the surface. You are all walking doctors, if you want to put it bluntly.
Interesting.
You have no need for hospitals. You have no need for doctors. You are the doctors. You are the healers.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Fascinating.
And before we leave this assembly, the entire assembly, I will prove to you that you are.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, Zora or Billy Kernwater, thank you so much for giving us all those beautiful words of wisdom. It's been quite an honor
Indeed.
To have you on this short time. And you'll be on again on Sunday afternoon.
Of course.
And, of course, you'll be here through the weekend as well.
May harmony, peace, joy, laughter, healing be with all of you. And have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Indeed.
Thank you, sir. And with that, I'd like to fill up the rest of our this first segment hour with Scott Mowry, who does a lot of things out of this world. He's a very interesting man, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting things to say, perhaps about Mars as well, and he could confirm. Scott, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hi, Ted. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and hello to the audience, to your listeners. It's a tough act to follow right here, I have to say, but I'm delighted to be here, and I'm very thankful to have the invitation to speak. I think I'm the only person here from the state of Washington. Everyone's come from out of town, so.
No, we've got some people here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Carolyn lives about 5 minutes walk from here. So,
okay, great.
Yeah. All right. But we're all from other planets, I think that's correct. Yeah, yeah.
So I am an investigative journalist. I also do research. I am a filmmaker, speaker, and I'm very interested in the news that you don't hear on CNN, on New York Times, even on Coast to Coast AM. And so I give a lot of the alternative news that's out there, and it's very, very amazing what's happening on the planet right now. It's very exciting. So many unbelievable events are unfolding. There was a very huge event that occurred on June the 6th that I will talk about in my presentation. I'm going to do a presentation on Saturday night. I think I'm scheduled. It's called The Transformation of Planet Earth and the Human Race into the Golden Age. And I'll be talking about a lot of amazing events now that are unfolding on the Earth. By the week, there's so many incredible stories that you're not hearing about that are ongoing with our country, with our planet, with our economy, with our entire galactic history. The forces of light now are very prominent on the planet. They are making huge strides. We are seeing major victories being done almost by the day now. And many of these things now are starting to bubble up to the surface and are about to be seen by the whole world. But it's coming out very gradually at this point. And so it takes a little bit of research, a little bit of digging to find out some of these stories that are now emerging. And so that's what I'm going to share with you on Saturday night.
I'm going to be putting on Scott on toward the end of the program on Saturday, about 9 o'clock. It'll be late, but I don't expect everyone to stay here for that. So.
But I'll be here.
And I also want to mention, too, Scott Lemriel, who's sitting me next to my right, he'll be confirming that, as well as Ariana as well, if she'd like to speak, that there are so many good things happening out there. There's no reason to be depressed. And I know that Zora and Billy Conan Woodward, you've given us such beautiful messages of wisdom for the future. And I know that we're all here to create a better planet, and I'm so happy to have you all here today.
Indeed. It's my pleasure to be here, Ted, and I want to thank you for putting on this wonderful conference and having all of the work that goes into bringing all this together. You should be commended for the amount of work I know that you have put into this. So congratulations on all you've done to make this a reality and bring this to the people. So I'll have a lot of really exciting news to share with you during my presentation. My website is miraclesandinspiration.com. I have a lot of information that is so exciting and so amazing and so wonderful, and I am an unapologetic positive person, and I always look for the positive element, this positive story to what's unfolding on the earth. You can find plenty of skeptics and critics and naysayers out there, but ladies and gentlemen, there really truly is a miraculous series of events that are unfolding on this planet that you really need to know about and that you really need to be aware of. And the more we're aware of us as light workers, which I would say all of you in the audience here are light workers, and you, Ted, as well, with your show, we are pushing the envelope forward. We are pushing this into a higher dimension, a higher frequency, and into the fifth dimension of this earthly planet experience. And it's amazing all of this stuff that's happening right now to create this golden age for humanity. And it's all unfolding right now before our very eyes. So I will give you a lot more details on that during my presentation.
Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on today and sharing your words of wisdom.
Thank you very much for having me.
And with that, I also would love to recognize and invite up to the podium here Andrew Fisher, who's flown all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to be here today. He's flown all the way here from Philadelphia to be here. I've been on his radio show before. Andrew has a wonderful radio program called Nature of Reality Radio. Yeah, you have a radio voice.
Thank you. Everybody tells me that. And don't be concerned about your difficulties understanding the nature of reality. I can assure you the mind is still greater. That's why I'm the host. And by the way, that is a borrowed that from Einstein's quote, don't worry about your difficulties understanding mathematics. I can assure you the mind is still greater. And it's appropriate I point that out because you channeled him.
Sure.
Some people said you're a professional liar because Einstein and JFK wouldn't come into a session unless a relative of theirs wanted to hear them. But that's bull crap because... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's all right, Andrew. We have to watch our language. This is radio. So, but anyway, tell us a little bit about your radio show.
Well, the purpose of my show is to expose the true and false nature of reality for what it is and what it isn't from every single angle. And I must say that over the course, ever since I've been doing the show, since November 2013, the amount of positive things I talk about has definitely increased. Seems to be fewer and fewer conspiracy theories since the start, and more positive things since the very up till now.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank you so much for coming all this way to be with us here this week, and I think you'll find it truly an incredible experience, and especially out of this world. So,
no question.
All right, thank you, Andrew. What do you see for the future of humanity, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a shame that Randy Kramer couldn't make it. You said he couldn't because his superiors told him not to. But I point that out because listening to a recent program that Randy did with Brad Johnson, who channels Adronis, he was like, well, we could release all the information all at once. We could have another Snowden leak and release everything all in front of everybody in humanity's face. But that would be a bad idea because too many humans can't handle the truth. There would be chaos in the streets. People could be committing suicide and all hell's going to break loose. And I find that to be an extremely ridiculous excuse to not put everything out in everybody's face because humanity could certainly use a nice wake-up call. So I see that as being a little bit of a hindrance in regards to not being able to get the information out. But still, it's got to come out at some point or another.
Well, that's all right. It'll come out, and this is a time of truth when things are coming out. Mm-hmm. Astrologically, I think it's a time of truth. Well, I just thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on my show today. And you're going to be here through the weekend. And if you'd like to meet Andrew, he's got his own wonderful radio program in Philadelphia. Please come to the conference. It's the Galactic Wisdom Conference off of Exit 111 here in Olympia, Washington, on Interstate 5. And today's free. So if you don't have much money and would like to come down, you can meet everyone today. The rest of the conference for the weekend is $197. But again, if you're low income or students, you get half price. And I sincerely hope you can come down. Anyway, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on today. I really appreciate it. We've got about 2 minutes left, but I'd like to bring on Greg Sullivan briefly, and then continue on him for the next hour. So, Greg, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we've got about a minute left now. But I want to welcome you, and then I can start with you next hour
as
well.
Great to see you. You look healthier, Ted. Look changed. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that new heart's always nice to get. Yeah.
We were roommates in Nagoya. You were.
We
had a couple good events last year.
Yeah, we had some good events last year. Absolutely. For those of you listening in Japan, Greg's the head of what's called the Japanese Center for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Does a lot of really wonderful events there, and his heart's into it too. And his purpose in life is to raise consciousness and let people know that there's lots of other life out there. We're almost to the end of our first hour actually. But real quick, any words of wisdom before we go on to the next hour? You'll be back first.
Yeah, just a ton of stuff already happening this year. With the Obama being there in Hiroshima, I was in Nagasaki that day, and so just with all the stories. I've had a lot of amazing contact experiences even this year. I'm going to share some of those videos on Sunday in my talk. And okay. I was with Michi two weeks ago in Mount Fuji. So we had a huge ceremony with Dr. Emoto's son and Yasu Nemoto.
Right.
And there was about 100 people there. So we had a bunch of ships up here. And it was a great time, yeah.
Okay, well, great. Well, we'll be coming back in a few minutes. Please stay tuned for our next hour, friends.